Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, welcome back to Apex Legend Tips and Tricks, everyone. This is going to be the craziest week in Apex Legend. I'm super excited, super stoked to bring you some updates. It's going insane. Our primary trailer of Apex Legend Season 21 has been released, and this is gonna be a banger season. Plus new legend, new map, everything we ever wanted, and a solo game. Let's go! But yeah, they've just released a new trailer, guys. And before I jump into the trailer, I just want to say the ALGS Apex Legend Global Series Tournament is going insane, guys. It's insane right now because there is just one issue, is that, guys, that it's going crazy. And also, happy Star Wars Day to all the Star Wars fans out there. May the 4th is actually landing here pretty soon. I'm so excited. But yeah, the Apex Legend Global Series is insane. And this is crazy. This is crazy. Everybody has had a chance to win. And a lot of teams that I didn't expect to ever win are winning and getting there and getting points. And it's every Sunday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So make sure you join in. Make sure you drop in on Discord. I'm sending all the links to those sections. So you make sure that you hop on. You're up there notifying, and I'm editing it so that I will post it in Lost. I'll post it, hopefully Lost, and post either the Lost or Win in the Discord and everything on the Discord. So make sure you check that out. And also, I'm editing the clips so that I can post it on Spotify, on everywhere you are watching or listening to your Apex Legend Tips and Tricks podcast. And right now they're jumping into a new match, which I'm super excited. So guys, make sure, I gotta edit a 13 hour video, so it's gonna take me some time, and probably it's not gonna be posted until probably Saturday or Sunday for the first team that played yesterday. And then it's probably going to take me some time. So I'm probably going to post all of this by next week. So make sure you keep up and make sure you hit those follow button and get up there and update, stay up on update. So on the side of that, we are here to talk about the Apex Legends new trailer, baby. New trailer. It is awesome. It is amazing. It is everything I wanted on an Apex Legend trailer. The music, the vibe, it is insane. If you guys haven't gotten a chance to watch it, you should check it out. Everybody can be a legend. It's crazy. I'm super excited. Super excited and super Upheaval season 21 is called Upheaval. And we start off with an insane with insane, and then our narrator is again Alter. So it's super exciting, guys. I've never been excited for a legend, well, except for Conduit, but Conduit was also amazing. So, but this time I'm super excited for Alter so much. I love this legend. Everyone, boom. Oh, this is crazy. So we see Broken Moon, which is the planets, which is crazy. Respawn Entertainment. Electronic Arts presents Apex Legend Alter. Alter, new legend, Alter. Everybody can be a legend. The music is so good in this trailer. And then Alter's passive. Create a void passage. Create a portal passage getaway through a surface. So that means you can place your ultimate, your passive through walls. It has to be walls through building. It can't be like through a mountain or a hill. It has to be through a building. Anything that's through a building, you can place it. And then you can go through it. And I'm excited to see insane things of what you could do with it. And I'm super stoked, super, super excited. And yeah, this first ability is insane. You go through it, and she goes through it and fires at the enemy. Because you can do unexpected wall through. Like, if an enemy, if you get stuck and you want to get through a wall, this is a perfect legend for that. And if escaping will also be easier, too. And then her technical is Gift from the Rift, which is remotely interact with a death box. Claim one item, cannot be ammo. So you can claim any out. So her technical will be to connect with the death box from any place, and you only can claim one item from that death box, and it cannot be ammo. So you can pick a weapon, you can pick a shield, you can pick grenades, you can pick med kits, you can pick shield, shield batteries. I don't think you can pick any of the ammo. So it says anything except for ammo. Any of the list that's in track except for ammo. You cannot pick out ammo. And that makes it exciting. And she picked up a grenade, which is cool. The grenade will be pretty cool ability. So, and then her ultimate is Void Nuxus. And this is one of the abilities that I found pretty cool. One of their abilities I found pretty cool. Void Nuxus, create a regroup points that all allies can. I don't understand why they have it blocked by. So I'm trying to skip so that it's not blocked by. Okay, there you go. Create a regroup point that all allies can remotely interact with to open a phase tunnel back to the look. Back to that location. So her ultimate, she has the thing she carries, and if you're stuck, you can use up her ultimate to and anybody and any teammates can use it to remotely push yourself back. If you get stuck, you can use that to draw yourself back to the point, to that point in time. So that's gonna be for everybody who's using it. But I'm sure, guys, I'm sure that this is not going to be just for, it's going to be there all the time, because it looks like there's a timer countdown for it. It doesn't look like this will be just like, it will be there the entire time so you can use it to reverse back and forth. No, there is going to be a time for it. They're probably going to give you like a minute, like 1 minute or something, 60 seconds maybe. Or even longer, I don't know. But it's not going to be a forever thing, so that it's not overused and abused so much that they had to. I mean, this looks like already an overpowered legend. And the finishers, guys, are insane. I love the finishers so much. And then Respawn decided to make fun of themselves, saying, Solo is never coming back. And then in the trailer, they say, Solo's back. last time I recall Apex Legends having Solo was in Season 1. And since then, they removed it for the next 5 years. So it's been 5 years since we've ever gotten a Solo game. And this is the first time. And so many people are hyped about it. And I am too. I'm hyped. I'm happy to see where this game goes. And this whole thing leads. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are excited as me. I'm seeing people on the internet and other places. They're super excited. It's going to be such a fun season for Conduit and everybody. And I love how they made fun of themselves in this trailer, because it's been a while since we gotten the battle pass. Insane, guys. If you have not pre-ordered the battle pass, go ahead and pre-order the battle pass early. Season early battle pass. You will get access to it. It's insane. Yeah. Full kits. So you will respond with full... if you go on a death box, you will have full kits. Which means the weapons will be equipped. So you can play solo on your own. Solo will be an option. We'll replace duos for 6 weeks and it will be gone. So I'm hoping that people enjoy enough that they bring it back and bring solo back into the game. Solo is one of my favorite game mode. Health revive. So, and then respawn tokens. So, you know, like in every game mode, solo gives you one chance in every game mode you play. Fortnite, you know, every game mode, solo gives you one chance. In Apex Legends, you know, if you're playing solo and it gives you that one chance, that won't be fun. That one chance doesn't seem to be fun because Apex Legends is really hard to learn. And most people, when they will start playing it, they will start playing it solo mode. And that's going to be so difficult to learn, and people don't want that. So seeing solo coming in and not just having people bringing in respawn tokens that you can use to give yourself a second chance. Though I think everybody either respawns with the respawn token or you have to find the respawn token, but I hope you don't have to find it. You use up your respawn token. Automatically, you have it. And then once you die, it gives you that second chance. And it tells you respawn token used already. So that you know that the next time you die, you do not get that chance again. So that's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be fun for beginners who want to give solo a try for sure. And the battle pass, guys, is insane. I love the battle pass. I am super hyped for this season. Like, I've never been super. Broken Moon, which Broken Moon Shatters. Broken Moon looks okay. I mean, I see a hot drop, which is that big shield with the bubble. I see a hot drop already in the maps where people will mostly hot drop, which is that purple shield in the area. I see a lot of people heading there for weapons and all sort of stuff. But it's also kind of just seem to be looking the same. I don't see the difference. I wish there was, but it's still going to be, I think, the most disliked map in the game. It's not my big favorite map. That's the issue, is that most people don't. When that map comes in rotation, they don't play. They exit out because it's such a horrible map. It's not people's favorite map, but hopefully they fix it. But sometimes you just gotta play with the map you have. So, and then we see the portal. We see her teleporting. And one thing that I want to point out, the different color heirloom. For the newest heirloom is coming back. And it looks pretty cool. It looks decent. Everyone's better be a legend. Let me look up that heirloom again. I don't remember what the heirloom is. The heirloom was pretty forgettable. But if you pre-order, you will get a chance to. The heirloom came with the Shadow Society event. And it's a newest artifact. It was a pretty cool heirloom. I'm trying to find it here. Yeah, Yeah, Apex Legend Artifact. I think it's their mainly sold Apex Legend Artifact. So in this season, this beginning of this season, you will get to have it and use it for... you get to have multiple colors of it from what we see from the trailer. Alters holding a bunch of different colors of the Apex Legend Artifact Heirloom. So... that sounds super exciting. She was holding a purple one, and then at the end of the trailer, she's holding a yellow one too. That's pretty cool. So she hits Horizon with a yellow one. The finishers are insane too. It's pretty cool. So I hope you guys enjoy it, because I really enjoyed the trailer so much. It's trending right now on YouTube, so go check it out. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoy it. Solo mode's coming out. Pay attention to the LGS if you have not been paying attention. The LGS is going to be as awesome as Apex Legend brings it. And I'm super excited, guys. This is good. This is an exciting week, guys. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are too. Apex Legends is back, baby. At least for the next couple of months. I'm excited to learn more about Alter. So it'll be interesting to know more about her. Well, guys, thank you for your support. As always, you guys are a big supporter of mine. And I appreciate all of your work, guys. I appreciate all your patience with me and editing and stuff like that. So until next time, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.